Hi, grannies. Welcome to another episode of Elderly Millennial,
the Bobble Clubhouse podcast for people who love knitting, crocheting, and basically all things crafting. I'm your host, avid knitter, crocheter, and binge watcher, Samantha Brunson. Today on the podcast, I had the chance to talk to Carolyn Morant, a new knitter and member of the Love Crafts team.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
Hi, thank you so much for doing this.
No, thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure.
So great to talk to you. I mean, I feel like I just talked to you.
Yeah, literally.
You came to the last Bobble Clubhouse party. And told us a little bit about what you guys do and who you are and introduced yourself. But now we'll just make it official for the podcast.
Yeah, so excited.
So can you tell everyone a little bit about what you do, where you work?
Yeah, so my name's Caroline, and I work for Love Crafts, which is basically the umbrella company for Love Knitting and Love Crochet, as most people might be familiar with it. Mm-hmm. So I started here in February in our New York office. So we're a London-based company, but we just opened here in the U.S. about a year ago. And so I'm the marketing associate for North America. So basically, I just help out with all of the fun, getting to meet people, do events, do things like this, go on podcasts, and basically just fun marketing stuff, social, anything really that we can do to kind of grow our presence here in the United States.
That's so cool. And how did you start working there?
So it's kind of honestly really, really random. I've just graduated from college. Sorry if you can hear that background noise.
It's okay.
I had a marketing internship. I was living back at home in Chicago, and I was like, okay, what's the next move? What's my next step? And I always, like, I did a lot of fine arts growing up. Mm-hmm. So I knew I wanted to do something in the creative world and just, like, go somewhere where people really valued people and creativity and stuff like that. So I actually just found the job listing on LinkedIn, but then reading the description and seeing, like, that Love Crafts basically did encompass all of those things. They really valued the people, the culture, making, and everything like that. And it just seemed like a perfect fit.
And did they already, were they just starting their New York office when you came on board, or had they already had a presence here?
So like I said, we started in New York, I think around this time last year. We just celebrated our 1 year anniversary. I think it was in like early September.
Oh, congratulations.
Super exciting. So it was basically my boss and one other colleague. It was just them two here. They hired my other colleague, Megan, in December. So there were three of them for a few months, and then I joined that next February.
Okay, so it's still pretty new in New York.
Yeah, definitely really new. We're still trying to figure things out, but it's fun.
Yeah, and I think you were talking about this during the knitting party. But it's so funny because I always, before I got to know you guys a little bit better, I was thinking that you guys were a much bigger company, but you still have that kind of startup feel, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I think that's something that gets lost in translation, definitely, just because we have so much product, you know, our site is really awesome, really great. So it does, it comes off kind of like we're this big corporation.
Yeah.
Like we've got our stuff together, you know, but it is, I mean, we just founded in 2012. So I guess we are like phasing out of that startup stage, but at the same time, like coming here into the US, we're four people, you know, trying to do all of it. So it is, yeah, it's so funny. Some people think that we're like this big corporate company, but we're really just like all these people that love knitting, love crochet, trying to, you know, spread that with the world.
Yeah. And you said you guys founded in 2012?
Yeah.
Wow. For some reason, I feel like you guys have been around for so much longer than that.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah, we're still pretty new as a company. I think we just, especially in London, because I think were obviously like really, really well known over there. That's the thing, is like we're such an established company, everyone knows, and so it seems like we've kind of been around forever, but that is not the case.
Yeah, wow, that's so interesting. So how did you learn to knit? Did you learn to knit before you started working there, or did you learn once you got into
Yeah,
one?
I think my story is definitely like we've done some focus groups, and whenever we do events, we talk with other makers. And I think my story kind of lines up with a lot of other people. Basically, I took a knitting class with my mom when I was like 8 years old. It was me, her, and my sister. And I basically just like was able to knit basic scarves. I remember I still have the scarf. It's like this pink scarf with a bunch of holes in it, and it's so awful, but I was 8 years old. What can you do?
It's so funny. I feel like most people end up keeping the first project that
Right?
they make, even if it's awful.
So funny. But yeah, so basically I started that. I remember having these ambitions of like doing this blue ombre sweater at 8 years old. And I'm like, why did I even think I could do that? But yeah, it kind of died off just because I was a competitive gymnast, and so that kind of took up my entire childhood.
Wow.
A little random fact, but
No,
I
I totally relate to that because I was in a dance company, so
no,
I did
really?
ballet
Oh, that's awesome.
semi-professionally for all of my childhood into my teens, so it was like that was it.
I did it all throughout college, so literally I retired like a couple years ago, and it takes up your life, it really does.
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyway, I basically did that one scarf, stopped. And like I said, I did a lot of fine arts, so I did a lot of drawing and painting growing up, but then recently, obviously, as like graphic design and everything became a big thing, have been getting a little bit into that. But yeah, so then I picked it back up when I started here at Love Crafts, because you get a little like cute little welcome kit when you first start with needles and yarn, which is really cute. So yeah, I started and was really, really bad at first. I like could not figure out how to get back into it. But I just kept trucking along, and then now it's kind of like one of those things where I'm like, I can't believe I haven't done this for longer, just because
Yeah.
I always have that itch to just like pick up my needles.
Yeah, it just becomes part of your life. And then, what did you go to school for? How did you get into this field?
Yeah, super weird and random and not applicable at all. But I was an urban studies major, so basically I took a lot of like sociology classes, anthropology, public policy, and kind of looked at like how people interact with their environments, and then also did a little bit more of like concrete like urban planning, urban development, kind of more like socio-political stuff like that.
So then, how did you get to where you are now?
It's interesting. I think it's because so I did a couple marketing internships over the summers during college, and so I knew like I did like the field of marketing in general, and I liked basically what I took from my studies was a good knowledge of reading, writing, like critical thinking, stuff like that. But I was really fascinated with people and how people think and how people interact. And I think a lot of that is a big part of marketing and understanding customers and a brand. And so I think those kind of align, but it is kind of a little bit of a stretch, you know?
No, I can totally see the connection. That makes sense. Hi, grannies. If you live in the New York City area and you're looking for something to do after work that involves Lifetime movies, reality TV shows, knitting, and meeting other grannies like yourself, then you should join the Bauble Clubhouse. Bauble Clubhouse hosts at least one event every month where people from all over the city get together to try out new techniques, products, and yarns while binge watching our favorite shows. You can go to the Bauble Clubhouse website to see a list of our upcoming events. I hope to see you there. Bye. What's something that you think people don't know or really understand about loveknitting.com or love crafts in general?
I don't know. I think we touched on kind of the biggest one is that a lot of people see us in this corporate way, you know, like maybe you think of like Joann or Michaels or something like that, because we are this big online store. We have so many different products. We're kind of all over the place. Not all over the place in a bad way. Just like we're out there, you know, we have this huge range. But it is true. Like we are a really small company. We only have less than 200 people in all of our offices. And, you know, it's kind of all of us being passionate about this stuff and trying to, I don't know, get the yarn to people and get the inspiration out there. And we really do. We want, like, I think we've been struggling with this, like, how do we cater to everyone without excluding anyone, but also kind of find our voice and be really clear on what our offer is, you know? But there are other people behind there. Like, it's always so fun to read, like, on Facebook or on Instagram, all the comments that are like, oh my gosh, I love what you're doing. It's so great. Like, it's so fun to connect with our customers and be able to do that. And I think that's the advantage of being a small team is that, like, I can kind of see every part of the business. And at the same time, I can be interacting with our customers. Whereas, you know, with a big corporation, I feel like there's kind of a disconnect there, you know?
Absolutely.
I'm trying to think of anything else. I guess like people do get a little confused with like, are you love knitting? Are you love crochet? Are you love crafts? But we are all one and the same. That's all us. We're all doing all of that. And I think, I guess, something more technical is that like with the Love Crochet and Love Knitting, all of the products, like they're not, while they're separate offerings, just because the crafts are very different. In terms of like the actual product, you can get them on either side.
I think that when I first became aware of you guys, I thought of you as just like a yarn and product seller. But you guys are so much more than that. You have the whole community side to it. So can you tell us a little bit about that and
No, thank you for bringing that up. I totally overstepped that. But yeah, so we obviously have our huge range of yarns, but at the same time, we're also a giant marketplace for patterns. And we have, you know, designer patterns, but we also have, like you said, the community part of the website where, like, anyone, if you have projects, designs, whatever, you can upload those to our website. And see basically just what, you know, anyone in the world is knitting or crocheting, which is really, really cool. And then we also have a big content section. So we're really trying to push our content. And like I said a couple of days ago, like our ultimate goal is to be a home for makers, basically this like one-stop shop where you can go and get your inspiration and get your tools, get your yarn, and get that community feel all kind of in one place. And so we do a lot of, I mean, I worked really closely like with our head of content in London. She's awesome. And we're, you know, pushing out content so fast now. We're doing so many things, especially now that's getting into the holiday season. But yeah, there's like, if we work with designers, we'll have some interviews or we'll have different roundups of like, you know, the best fall knits or whatever. So there's lots and lots of cool stuff to read and places to be inspired. But then there's also places for you to, like, if you're just starting to make new projects or you're starting to get into designing, we have that help as well because we have our Flock program, which is our ambassador program, where if you're a designer or you know, like, love to post your stuff on Instagram or your blog. We provide stuff like yarn support and like exclusive opportunities with stuff like that. So there's, I don't know, it's hard. There's so many different aspects of our business, but I think what's cool is that yeah, we are trying to, like, no matter what you're looking for or where you are in your making journey, we're trying to, you know, be there for you.
Yeah, it's so funny because I feel like every time I talk to you, I learn something new about
Right. I know,
the
there's
company.
so much.
You guys are like an onion.
Yeah,
Yeah, and then you guys also have the app, which I always bring up because it's
Yes, I
so
know. I always forget about that too. I feel so badly just because our developers did such a good job with it. And I mean, I use it too. Like, I love the app.
it's so
But
cool.
yeah, but I always forget about it.
Yeah, I love that you can import patterns. That's
Yes. I think, yeah, having the importing from Ravelry is a huge pull for people, which is really great. Just makes things a lot easier. And there's lots of cute little sheep designs and graphics and everything to make it fun.
love a good graphic.
Oh, yeah.
I think you when you brought that up at the knitting party on Wednesday, there was an audible gasp.
There was. It was so
Yeah.
funny.
It's like, oh, these knitters, they're just like, I can't take it. And then you guys went to Rhinebeck this year.
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit about that, what that experience was like?
Sure, yeah. No, that was such an experience. It was really fun. I'm just upset that the weather was a little bit like it was chilly and then it started like torrentially downpouring on Saturday. But it was so much fun. Like there were so many things to do and to see. I mean, like all it just felt like you were at like a giant like carnival festival little fair thing. I don't know. I didn't go to those as a kid, so like this is
Yeah.
all new for me. I think it's probably a little bit more normal for some people, but no, it was so exciting. It was a little bit overwhelming, definitely. Like there's so many people, and people are like pushing to get their yarn and everything, you know, which is so funny. But it
Yeah.
was great. We had like I think a team of five of us, because we had one of our and one other colleague from London come over because she works with a lot of the designers. So we had a big crew, and we stayed in this fun little Airbnb in Saugerties.
Oh.
Yeah, it was so fun. It was a little creepy. Like it gets so scary there. Like upstate in the middle of the woods. It was so scary, but so funny.
I heard a story. There was this, I think it was on another podcast that I listened to. They were talking, they read a story from this woman who went to Rhinebeck for the festival, and she was staying in an Airbnb, and they kept hearing these like screams in the middle of the
Oh
night.
my gosh.
And then they realized later that there was this horror shop happening, like for Halloween. Like, I guess it happens every year, and it was happening like right behind the Airbnb that they were
That's
staying.
so scary.
So they would just hear these like screams throughout the night,
Oh
keeping
my
them up from
gosh, that's terrifying. Okay, well, we did not hear any screams, luckily. But
it
definitely
could have been
scary at
much
night.
creepier.
But no, so yeah, basically we just made, you know, a fun weekend out of it where we could all go around. I bought some alpaca, which was awesome. But it was cool because we had obviously we brought our videographer, so we went around asking some knitters some questions around there, which was really awesome. We had a designer party in the evening just at the Beekman Arms, which is the oldest inn in America, which I did not know. It was a cool little, you know, tidbit of history, but that was super fun because we got to meet up with people like Carol Feller, Wooly Wormhead. I spent a lot of time talking with Alexi of Two of Wands and Chiwei from One Dog Woof, and lots of really, really cool people, you know, like in the knitting and crochet world. So that was really awesome to have everyone kind of come together and just like celebrate and take a bead and, you know, relax from the crazy weekend. So it was super awesome.
That's so cool. And then is that video content going to go up on your website?
Yeah, so we're actually doing a big push with video right now where we really want to get more video stuff out. So we actually just did a video with Debbie Bliss because we just started working with her. If you've seen her new yarns coming out and everything, we did a huge launch with her, which is really exciting. But she came over to New York, and so we did this whole big video campaign with her, which should be coming out soon. But yeah, so we're still like in the process of obviously getting all the video together, editing, but that will probably go up on our website. You'll see it on our social, on our Facebook or Instagram. It'll be out there.
It'll be searchable.
Yes, exactly.
I do love that video series that you guys had on your website. I don't know if it's still up, with people just talking about how they started knitting and like why they love knitting and all that stuff.
Oh yeah, our like little Why I Knit campaign.
Yeah.
That yeah, that was with our Debbie Bliss launch, and so we had little snippets of it on Facebook. I think that videos live on YouTube, so you can probably search them on our YouTube accounts. But yeah,
Great.
that was a really awesome campaign we did. I loved that.
Yeah, it's just so nice to be able to see, like, find that connection, you know?
Yeah, it's especially just because like I said before, we don't have stores, like physical brick and mortar shops, and we work exclusively online, and like that's such a hard thing to do in the yarn industry, not only because with yarns, like you really want to feel and to see the products, but at the same time, because the maker is so much a part of the craft that, it's hard to not have that personal connection or that face-to-face connection with like who's behind the art, who's behind the companies,
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why I started Bauble Clubhouse in the first place. You know, it's just trying to bring people together. And, you know, like you said, a lot of these businesses are online and, you know, it's difficult to just kind of connect and like realize
Right.
that there's a actual company of people that are behind these products,
Yeah.
you know. And so if you can just kind of find a way to connect, you know, it just makes it that much better.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
Yeah. So, what's on your needles now? Do you have a project in the works?
Yeah, so I'm so upset because I was making this cardigan for Rhinebeck. And then I realized that I didn't know how to do the end of it like very soon before. So I was literally like trying to finish it on the drive up. And unfortunately, I did not end up finishing it. So I'm super upset. But it actually is. It's one of Alexi's patterns. I think it's called the One Fine Day cardigan. So I'm just doing the collar right now. And then I have like, I'm doing like four hats right now, and starting to do a little surprise gift for my boyfriend. So I've got a lot, just because like Christmas is coming up soon, so I've got a lot of gifts that I'm working on.
Yeah, don't we all?
Yeah.
That
It's
list is.
crazy. I can't believe it's November.
I know, it's coming up so quickly.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really scary.
I know this is the time for crafts, for knitting and crochet. It's so much, but it's so fun.
People always laugh at me because I like start my winter collection of n chunky knits in the summer. It's just I want to extend this period for as long as possible.
I know.
Ugh, before you know it,
It's a
it's gonna
struggle.
be spring. So, what's been your most rewarding project to finish? What's been the project that you're just like, you know, you're very proud of it?
Yeah. Honestly, I have two, just because one was definitely like my staple. I honestly like I said, I started in February. It took me a while to figure out how to knit. So I don't have many like big projects, but I would say I did a shawl, or the Cambria wrap, also by Alexi of Two of Wands. I obviously love her stuff. Who doesn't? But I mean, it was a great cart or a great shawl, just basically for like a beginner to learn stitches that seem really complicated, like eyelet and stuff like that. Because it kind of goes like section by section, is that you just do those different stitches over and over again. So it like looks really cool, but actually is really simple. But that was my first like more like intermediate beginner sort of project that I finished, that I do actually like. I wear it every day in the office when it gets chilly. And that was something that really just showed me like, wow, I could pick up this thing and accomplish it and do it, and it looks great and it feels good and it's awesome. And it kind of just really, like gave me that confidence, and connected me with, like, now I look at 201 stuff all the time and I'm kind of following more in the knitting world. And I think that project really kind of connected me with all of that and gave me the confidence to be like, cool, like I'm a knitter now, like I
Yeah.
can be a part of this. So there's that. And then the other one was just a simple ribbed. It was like the first like actually completed work I did, and it was just a ribbed scarf that I made out of Lion Brand, and I gave it to my boyfriend, of course. But it was the first gift I'd given, and it felt really special to have to be able to give that to him. And like him and his whole family were so impressed with it, and we're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you made this, it looks so nice. And now that's getting to wintertime, he can wear it, and it just feels really good to, be able to make something for someone.
Yeah, I know. I completely agree. I love giving away my product. My product, it's just like such a good feeling.
Yeah, it's like a little bit sad because you're like, dang, I worked really hard on that, and now I'm not gonna see it. But at the same time, yeah, I mean, it's so rewarding.
It's like you better wear that so that
Yeah,
you can see it
right.
out there in the world. So, do you binge watch or listen to anything while you knit?
Yeah, it's honestly, it's kind of weird. Like when I get into things, I'm kind of like this when I draw too, where like it's the one thing I can do where I feel like I black out for a couple hours,
Yes.
and all of a sudden, like with drawing, I'll be like struggling on a piece, and all of a sudden, like 3 hours will go by. I don't know what happened, and then all of a sudden I'm done. And I'm like, whoa, that's cool.
Yes,
I can,
that's my favorite thing
yeah,
about knitting.
right? No, it's awesome.
It's such a good, that is, yeah, I love
Feels
that feeling.
so good. Yeah. And so I think I kind of got into that with the knitting as well, where sometimes, like, especially like with the cardigan, with the shawl, I would sit in my bed, and if it's something that like I have to focus on, where I have to look at the pattern, I'm like, it's almost kind of like active meditation where I'm looking at it, I'm looking at the pattern, I'm doing it, and all of a sudden, like, hours pass by and I'm not even like listening to anything or or watching anything in the background, just because I'm so focused on that one thing.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that. And I actually think that part of the reason I binge watch and listen to things while I knit is so that I can keep track of time, because
Yeah. That's
otherwise
honestly a good, yeah, you're right.
otherwise you're like, okay, well, I've been here for three episodes.
Awesome. Yes. No, but I mean, yeah, so sometimes that happens, but if it is something a little bit more mindless, like if I'm just doing like stockinette for like a really long time, I guess the most recent thing I watched on Netflix was, I think it's a Netflix original. It's called Abstract, The Art of Design. I don't know if you've
Ooh.
heard of it. Yeah, but it's basically, they only have like 9 or 10 episodes right now, but each episode is like a little mini documentary of a really, really successful artist in a different field. So the first episode was with Christoph Niemann, he's an illustrator, and he does like the covers of The New Yorker.
Amazing.
Yeah, and they look at different, like Paula Schwer, who's a typographist slash graphic designer. I can't remember all the names of them, but it was like interior design, architecture, car, like auto, I don't know what it's called, but like designing cars, so they look at all of these different artists who have really made it in their field, and kind of look at their life and their career and kind of how they're changing the world through art. So that
That's
was like, yeah,
cool.
it's an awesome show. I highly recommend. But that was kind of the last thing I've been binge watching while just like simple knitting,
Yeah, that's kind of perfect for that. It's just boost of creativity.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Like when I watch stuff like that, I'm like, oh, I'm so inspired. And sometimes even when I'm watching that stuff, like even if I'm not knitting, I'll like suddenly pick up my needles because I'm like, oh, I gotta make something, I gotta do something.
Yeah, you can't just watch that.
Right.
I I totally get that. So anything coming up that you want to promote or you want to let people know about?
Yeah, I guess I would say it's November. This is our big November, so this is one of our biggest sale months of the year. So it's super awesome. If you follow us on social or you're signed up to our newsletter, you'll see like all of our stuff is like big, flashy, big November. But it's super exciting because we have like tons and tons of different deals on our website and like different daily deals and stuff like that. So I think it's a really awesome opportunity to kind of like stock up your stash, before the holiday season. There's a lot of good stuff out there. So,
That's exciting. And
yeah.
just lastly, is there anything that you feel like people don't know about Love Knitting and that they, should know about?
I don't know. I guess it's just, yeah, what we've touched on is that like we are this company that isn't super huge. Like we want to have all the offerings of a huge company, but we are, we're small and we're still learning. And I think that's really important is if there, like for the audience, if there's stuff that you want to see from us, if there's things that you wish that you could access like through your making journey, let us know because we really, really take that feedback into account. And especially because like we're just starting off in the US, we're really trying to understand like what does our customer want? What are people looking for? And I think as much feedback as we can get, like that just makes it better for everyone, that makes our job easier, that gives the customer what they want. So I think, yeah, just like if you have any ideas or if you love what we're doing, like give us the support. If you don't love what we're doing, let us know. And yeah, keep looking, like shop for our yarns, but also like look at our content and really try to, enjoy those other different aspects of our business. Maybe just like explore around a little bit because we do have so much to offer.
Yeah. And where should people, where's the best, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you guys if they do have any of those criticisms or comments?
Yeah. So I would say, I mean, it often happens like just because of our time now, it happens a lot on social. So we have our team is looking at all of our Facebook comments. We're looking at all of our Instagram DMs and comments and stuff like that. But we have our lovely, lovely Smiles team. So if you go onto our website, you can contact customer service and kind of let us know about that. But yeah, I guess it's just like I said, there's people behind every aspect of this business. So I think, any way people kind of reach out to us, like there's a human on the other side that'll get that across. But of course, people can always email me or anyone in the company really with like the @loveknitting.com. You'll probably find someone.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me today, Carolyn.
Yeah, no, this was so fun. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, I'm sure we will be in touch very soon about
Yes, for
more
sure.
parties and
Yes.
all of that good stuff. And yeah, thanks again.
Thank you so much, Samantha. This is awesome.
Thanks. All right. Bye, Carolyn.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Elderly Millennial, the Bauble Clubhouse podcast. And if you live in the New York City area, don't forget to go to our website to see a list of our upcoming knitting, crochet, and crafting events. Until next week, happy knitting.